Welcome, everybody, to a special recording of Cemetery Files. Yeah. So this is like take three. This is funny. But yeah,
we're trying to figure out this whole we don't want to go online and set up all the cameras and the podcast stuff. So we're trying to do this from our phones.
Right. Which is going to be kind of fun. Cemetery Files has kind of been absent for a little bit just because of the fact that Kelly's working and I'm back at work now and it's just been kind of busy. Mm-hmm. We still have Paranormal Triangle. We're still doing that, but that's far few in between just because of the fact that every schedule has to line up for us to do that with David Taylor from Our Haunted Lives on Paraflix.
Right.
So, so that's still on the go, but, you know.
Oh, you went weird.
And Kelly have with each other. And we just have, you know, good conversations and stuff. So we decided to put it up on recording so that we could maybe coming up or just talking.
Well, generally. I mean, we talk about strange stuff on our phone calls.
We do. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, not far in between. It's usually all the time.
Right. When we do that's true. Our phone calls always go bonkers.
Yeah, it does. So we decided to try to record it today and see what happens. So So if you're listening to this, then it survived.
It did. Yeah.
Right. Right.
It survived all of our little problems that we have.
The nuances and all that.
Yeah. So anyway. Mm-hmm. So you were talking about what was on your plate today. I can't remember. I'm paying bills.
Yeah. No. I today's my off day. I'm off today and tomorrow. And after this weekend, because we at the country club, we had 250 patrons. Well, I should say members of the country club. It's a private country club.
Yeah.
These people have money and this is a rich country club and that's why it's a private one. And so, but you know, we probably served 250 people and kids for Easter. It was good. You know, it was a good time. I mean, I love my job, you know, and I love the people I work with and, you know, I love making food for people and this and that. So, you know, I did some interesting things.
But yet you don't cook the food at home.
I don't. And that was one of the things where my wife agreed to marry me was because of the fact that she says, as long as you cook, I will marry you.
And so you decided to stop doing that.
Yeah, I didn't really do that in the beginning anyways. But I know I am a cook. I've been a cook for 30 years. I mean, I know how to cook and I make certain things. But I also, before I met my wife, I was also a drinker. And I would drink a lot. And I haven't drank in 13 years. Yay to me. You know, so.
Yeah.
Let's
stop for a second here. We need to stop and we need to acknowledge that because it takes a lot for somebody who's addicted to something to go 13 years without it.
Right.
And I applaud you because you know how I am. I'm like, where's the bar? You don't give me shit about it. You're just you. And I think that for what you're doing, it's amazing. I'm more power to you.
Yes.
I hope you're around for years to come.
Yeah. Same here. You know, I'm, I'm just basically, you know, once I did that, I had a little help. I had, you know, Spirit and God basically said, you know, that needs to stop. And I ended up having a stroke because of it. And so I could have lost my life, but I did not. I went through 9 months of therapy and walking with a cane and having a stutter. But after that, and I got myself back to where I needed to be, and I lost a lot of my vocabulary because I talked with my mom a lot. And when my mom was alive, you know, she was basically my therapist, and so she always used big words. When I had my stroke, I kind of lost that part of me, but it finally came. It came back.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I talk to friends, and I, you know, talk to them, I use big words just because that's the way I was raised, you know, and they are like, what are you talking about? Can you dumb it down for me? Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Welcome to my life.
You're right. So I basically kind of had to, you know, revamp what I was in my vocabulary, but I'm fine. I'm better now. I've had other health issues, but that's beside the point. But yeah, quit drinking, and you know, I wanted to focus more on, you know, being who I am and all
right.
this other stuff.
Which I think is where, I mean, that's where the awakenings always happen, is where you, I'm trying to define what awakening is, because people talk, there was somebody I was talking to over the phone the other day about it. And it's like, I really can't define. I know the moment. In fact, well, now that we're talking about awakening, odd that you should bring that up. Today is the 5-year anniversary of my awakening.
Oh, see?
Yeah. 5 years ago, I was at the beach getting ready to off myself and met my spiritual mother, who apparently is my emergency guardian. When it was that, the person that, what's the emergency contact? She's my emergency contact.
There you go.
So the universe got a hold of her.
I don't think you have her number.
No, I don't have her number. She hung around for a little while. She's not with me anymore, but she definitely got me back on the path that I needed to be on.
Right.
And, you know, I know when that happened. But I don't know exactly how to define what it was that happened to me. It became very, very clear to me that I think probably one of the first things that happened to me was I realized that I was absolutely not alone in this universe.
Right.
That
right.
there are spirits and people and places and things and everything that is there to remind you that you are not alone. I think that was the very first thing that I learned that centered me and grounded me and gave me strength, really. I mean, there'd be so many times that I'd be sitting there flipping crying over what I had to go through just to be at the house that I was living at with my ex-husband. But I knew that there was something else there that was behind me and protecting me and keeping me safe and keeping me healthy and happy. So, and then from there, it's just being, it was becoming the person that I've always wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of that, that my happiness continues.
Right.
And I think it's the same for you, because when you had your stroke and started coming back, you started being the person you needed to be. Which was a medium.
Right. Yeah, that was a weird time for me, because I was kind of like in an in-between place.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know. I felt like I was spinning my wheels and this and that. I just didn't have my footing. But,
right.
I mean, to get back to the original, we were talking about cooking.
We were talking about cooking?
Yeah, we were talking about cooking, because the fact that my, like I said, I told my wife.
Oh yeah, your wife, and
So, see how this is how our conversations go.
That's exactly how our conversations go.
They take different tangents and they go in different directions, and then we're like, where were we? When I drink, though, I would cook. I'd have this desire to cook. I would come up with crazy ideas that would work. Some would, some wouldn't. But for the most part, it was like, when I had a few bourbons, I'd want to cook. And I would just be in the kitchen cooking up a storm and having a great time doing it. I miss that. But I don't miss the effect that drinking had on me. You know what I mean? But Because I didn't have, and that was another thing. I didn't have hangovers. I never had
hangovers. That's wow.
Yeah, I never had hangovers. Once in a blue moon, but I never had hangovers. I would have anxiety when I woke up.
Okay.
Felt like my anxiety was off the charts, and like I was gonna die. Anxiety.
Oh wow.
And so, I probably would have taken the hangover instead, but I got mm-hmm. used to that anxiety. And then I just dumbed it down. And then when I quit drinking it, I just didn't have that anymore.
Right.
But, you know, so, yeah, so I love to cook. And now that where I work at a place where I, you know, love to cook, you know, because right. I'm a grill chef and a lot of people like my food. They like, I'm like the sauce king there. You know, I make all the food. If it's a sauce, Renee. It goes on. Yeah, I make that every day. Or every
right.
time that, yeah. And so yeah. people just do not understand that if there's a sauce that goes on the steak at my place, I make it. I come up with the idea. My boss lets me come up with the idea. What will work with it? What pairs with it? Mm-hmm. What's this and that? You know, we have wine tasting. What pairs with wine and all that? You know, I've learned a lot, you know, more yeah. since I've, you know, been working here or at this other place. So. But yeah, I just got to the point where I just, you know, I knew I had to change because I was tired of working in the warehouse business. And I was tired of working on a fork truck, tired of the day and grind.
I didn't know you drove a forklift?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, you know, I didn't know everything. That. Yeah, I didn't know that you were like in, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Yeah, I drove fork truck. I used to drive a payloader. That would have forks on it when we used to load livestock gates onto semi-trailers.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I would work outside in South Dakota in the cold-ass weather. And, you know, and, yeah, I would be out there getting cattle gates for farmers. And
wow.
All this. Oh, yeah. I've done it all.
Wow.
I'm
impressed.
So, yeah. Yeah, I'm like a jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah.
No, I've worked everywhere from being roofing to mechanical work to fork truck to packaging to driving straight trucks, and I would drive straight trucks back and forth to businesses and unload them and do inventory. Wow. I'm actually an inventory specialist, and I hate numbers, and I don't know how that works. But yeah, yes. So I've done everything. But you know, now that you know that I'm kind of comfortable where I'm at, and but this is, you know, when we do the show and we talk about things, and mm-hmm. you know, I came to that came to the fruition of me wanting to get into the paranormal years ago. It was just, you know. And I really don't think that people understand that, you know, how we met and how, you know, we became really good friends and mm-hmm. hosts.
I had to relate that story last night.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. I was on with the PAX on Pac-Man Paranormal and nice. Got and they interviewed me and they asked me how did we meet? And I'm like, oh, wow. Because I don't even think about it anymore because
right, right.
we're so close. It's like, when did we meet? Oh, yeah. It was just a year right. ago.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it was
and
a
it
year ago
like
when you
forever.
Tapped me on the... I know.
Yeah.
It feels mm-hmm. like it's been 3 million years with you standing yeah. by my side.
mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Yeah, but it was just one thing that Spirit said to me that, you know, your picture kept coming up mm-hmm. when I was looking to create a new show. And yeah, it just, your picture kept coming up and I was like, okay. And so then I tapped you and I said, hey, you want to be a host on a new show? And you were just like, what? Who is
well,
this
it was
guy?
Like, well, no, it was more of when you first started talking to me, I thought you wanted me as a guest.
Mm-hmm.
And then things weren't like matching up and it's like, what exactly do you want? And then yeah. you told me, you said, no, I want you to be a co-host. I'm like, okay. I've never done that before.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am. here I am.
Right. Yeah, right.
Here I am being the rowdy little ghost hunter, being the co-host.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was just, it was fated to be, you know, mm-hmm. and
it was,
we've worked together in person a couple times and, you know, we have great energies together, mm-hmm. you know, and she's like my older sister, you know, and
yes. And you are my younger brother that my mother never had.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep,
you know, my little brother. She's old. I will say she's
bite older me. Than me. Bite me. Bite me.
She's like,
I'm older than everybody.
25 years older than me.
I am not. I don't even remember how much older I am. I don't even remember how old you are. You're 50-something.
I turned 53 next month.
53, okay. All right.
Yeah. But yeah, we make it work, and everything's fun, and you know,
well, yeah. Just, and then it's not only a podcast that we really talk at minimally mm-hmm. once a week, minimally.
Right. 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 Right.
It yeah. gets a little bit more during the year because, or during the, as we keep going further, because, I think when we're like working, I think when we're working, we need to touch in with each other. Kind of right. like a, it's kind of like a, for me, it's kind of like a centering and grounding thing.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
It's like siblings keeping in.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's one thing that I look forward to, and you know, and I'm excited about, you know, working with you and being on the show, mm-hmm. and you know, we have great conversations, we talk about lots of different things and this and that, and it's just like, you know, and just to let everybody know that we were talking about this early this morning before the show, mm-hmm. that we keep our circle small,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're known in the paranormal field, but we try to keep our paranormal circle small because of the fact that there's so much bullshit going on now in paranormal field.
Well,
and I'm just, and for I'm me, tired
it's
of
not
it.
The bull. Well, for me, it's not the bullshit. For me, it's that I simply cannot handle. I mean, we were talking about this earlier as well, too, because when I get home from work, I'm so exhausted from having to deal with people that I got to go into a cave.
Right.
And for me, it's more of I have a very limited amount of time that I can be with people and be comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's why I stay at, well, and then I just stay out of the BS because I've already been through the BS. I had the BS right. on the West Coast.
Right.
And I left that whole scene and I just, it's, there was no support. There was no.
Right. Right. And support just, is huge.
Support is huge.
And that's yeah. why me and Kelly support each other and, you know, support mm-hmm. individually and even in the paranormal field. Support is very huge, but there's sometimes there also is that there comes with that support. There's people who are fake like that who will support mm-hmm. you just for their own personal right. agenda.
Right.
And me and Kelly both being gifted. Mm-hmm. We can see right through that. So
oh,
it's
yeah.
kind of like when that person contacts us or talks to us or wants to do this and we don't interact back except for the pleasantries, there's right. a reason for that, you know, mm-hmm. and that goes in with everything. It goes into politics. It goes into Hollywood. It goes into everywhere. You know what I mean?
Right.
People
right.
who are gifted, anybody out there listening to this, you got to realize people that are gifted, that have gifts, that can sense and receive frequencies and vibes and all that stuff. Those are the right. people like us that you need to watch out for because we'll see right through you.
We will. Well, yeah.
If you're causing bullshit or if you are using your personal intentions for trouble, we will definitely see right through that. But I can't say that I haven't been duped. I've been duped before.
Oh yeah, you know, I've been duped. And, absolutely, you know, I've been duped.
But for the most part, yeah, it's kind of like Yeah, that's why we keep our circle small and we do what we need to do and we're happy doing what we do. And you know,
Right.
we have fans out there and people that love the show and love the other shows that we do and our investigations and stuff like that. But we're not trying to make it where this is all we do. We're more than that. You know, we both have
Right.
jobs. We both, you know, we don't make money doing this. We don't, you know, people realize that when people listen to podcasts, they want to listen to stuff that's just real. You know,
Right.
they want to listen to the truth of how what people talk about, of how they are and this and that. They don't want to hear makeup stories unless that's the podcast that you like.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying anything bad about any other podcasts. There's some podcasts that I'd love to listen to. And there was a girl that was doing a podcast. I can't remember the name of it. I heard it a couple weeks ago, but she was talking about Deadwood, South Dakota, and how haunted it
Yeah.
was.
Yeah.
And that was, and it was her first or second show or whatever it was. It was great, you know, and that's a story that I love to hear about. It's history, it's Deadwood, it's paranormal, but there's other podcasts I listen to. You know, I listen to audiobooks, you know, and there's audio great audiobook that you need to listen to is Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey. I love that book. I mean
Oh,
that oh my gosh.
he was
That
part of the
book is
Greenlight Project.
Yeah, and he's I love Matthew McConaughey. I admire him. I think he's a very good actor, but I think he's genuine in who he is.
Yeah,
And he's
I
had
think he
some
is too.
iconic roles.
Yeah.
And yeah, but his book Greenlight is an amazing is a testimony is basically his book, you
Oh,
know.
that's awesome.
Yeah,
That's
and
awesome.
I would highly recommend that. And there's another book that I want to recommend too, and I just got it in the mail from this lady named Kelly Schaefer.
Oh
Paranormal Pages by Kelly Schaefer.
Ah!
Yeah, you can
Collection
find
one.
it at you can collection one, you can find it on Amazon. Yeah, it's a good
Yeah.
book. And I
Thank
thank
you.
you very much from the bottom of my heart that you signed it. Thank you very much.
Well, I couldn't have done it without you. I mean, you were supporting me the whole way too. So,
Yeah,
yeah,
great.
it was an adventure getting that one out. I've got 16 stories ready for the next one for the net for collection due. So, and then I don't know where I'm going to go. I might tell other people's stories in the third collection, because people are starting to tell me their stories, and I like it. It's like I've given people permission to tell their weird stories.
And
Yeah, it's fun.
there's a lot of weird people out there.
There are a lot of weird people out there. Yeah, there really are. I have to be very careful on that one because they, yeah. It gets a little freaky weird. So.
There's some videos that you know that I watch. I mean, I see videos on TikTok and whatnot. And I talked about I wanted to talk about my friend Michelle LeBaron, the ghost magnet, and she's
I
been
know
featured
Michelle.
on. Yeah, she's been on a couple different episodes of different shows, and she's very very kind, very nice, and you know we've talked about working together, and you know. She just got featured in Ghosted magazine
Oh, good
with
for
her
them.
from April Bissette, and you know that, and if anybody hasn't checked out Ghosted magazine, it's pretty good, and
Right.
she's got a story feature in there, which is really nice, and I think it's well deserved, so I give
Yeah.
props out to Michelle LeBaron for that. And yeah, I mean, and Studio Six Media Productions, the company that I have is featured in American Paranormal magazine.
That is going to be
And
cool. Now, did you write the article or did they contact you and interview you?
they gave me questions to answer, and I did. And
Oh
yeah, I wanted to be on the front cover, but for some reason, you know, some magazines they charge you to be on the front cover, which is fine. I just couldn't
my
afford it at the time. It was early in the year, but they were also transitioning to another publisher. I mean, they were merging together, so things were different for them. So I don't know all the details, but they now have a different publisher, a different company that they're working with. That's going to that they're kind of under their this company's umbrella. So I'm interested to see what, you know, what they have coming out and this and that. So I'm happy for them. American Paranormal Magazine is a good magazine. So
it is. That's the first ones that published me.
Yeah. So I'm glad that I have an article in there. And,
right.
I also had an Underground Paranormal Magazine. Also, I had a good article in there.
I remember that one. That one was a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That was a good one. So
that was a good one. Yeah.
Right. So yeah, we just kind of get people to check us out and just to see, you know, who we are in some aspect. You know, I mean, people are just hearing us for the first time and this and that, but we're not trying to toot our own horn or anything like that.
No. You know, no, it's just here's where you can find us if you want to know more about us, if you want to know our stories. It's not like we haven't told our stories. We've told our stories multiple times, and you know, it's like, well, here, you can go over here and hear about us there. So
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind telling my story, but after a while you get tired of it.
Yeah, true. But you know, I mean, yeah, but anyways, so today's kind of a blah day. It's partly sunny here up in Wisconsin, you know, and you're in Tennessee.
I'm in Tennessee and it's cloudy. It was, it's kind of warm, but it looks like it might rain, but I don't know what it's going to do today.
Yeah.
But what is it they say? Just wait a minute.
Yeah, right.
It's so true.
A friend of mine that I used to work with, that I actually one of my first investigations up north with the Wisconsin Paranormal Research, which isn't around anymore because I disbanded a couple of years ago. But there was a girl named Alyssa Ruiz, and she always wanted to be, you know, she's in the paranormal investigating and all that stuff. And so I took her up north to a place that requested our help and this and that investigation. And there was an elemental there.
Oh.
And
that always interests me.
Oh my gosh. But there was also an old gangster up there.
Oh.
And When I got to the location, I mean, they're pitching in my ear, who the F are you, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, so I called my friend, who's another medium, and I called her and said, and then as soon as I started talking to her about this, because she had been there before, and she's like, who is screaming in your ear? She could hear it.
Oh, wow.
And I said, he's been berating me since I pulled up. And now, granted, this the long story short, this guy was a bootlegger, gangster, and up north, as they, you know, here in Wisconsin, they had places where they would be closer to the border than Canada. They would do, you know, exchanges and this and that. Blah, blah, blah. Well, cops got onto it, and he was actually murdered in a raid. And in the basement, and his buddies left him there.
Oh my!
And so he was a little bit vengeful, a little bit pissed off that he was stuck there. So
okay.
So yeah, so that was interesting in that sense. Probably my friend had to come out and kind of do a cleansing and kind of restructure everything, because the lady that owned the property, it was a tax place too. And she, and she was like, you know, I don't want anything disturbed, and I want this, and I want that. Yeah, and things got kind of turned up, and they weren't happy with us, and it wasn't our intention to disturb anything, but it happened that way. And so she kind of had to, my friend had to come with another group and kind of fix things, found out what the problem was, and fixed it. And
I'm like, I got a farm, cool. I got a farm, I got a tractor going by. There we go.
Yeah. So, anyways, so my friend Alyssa, who I haven't, she moved to Tennessee.
Oh, and cool.
I haven't seen her, but she's like a little sister to me.
Aww.
And she's, her and her girlfriend moved down to Tennessee. Well, she just contacted me the other day. I haven't talked to her in a couple of years, and and so I want to find out where she's at in Tennessee if she's close to you, because I think that she would be great for you to meet her. It'd be great for you guys to get together and investigate
Oh,
something, because
cool.
she is, if she is, she'll make you laugh. I'm not dying. I'm
Oh,
not
good.
lying. She's every time that I would be around her, she's just one of those people that you just can't stop laughing,
I
you
love
know.
it.
And yeah, so I'm going to talk to her and find out exactly where she's at in Tennessee, and if she's close to you, and then you guys can hang out or something, and
Yeah.
because
More than
she's,
happy to help. More than happy to meet her. Yeah.
So the certain things kind of happen in certain times, you know. I mean, it's just one of those things where it was just weird out of the blue that all of a sudden that she kind of just sent me a message, and I was like, oh,
Oh,
hey.
wow. Yeah,
So
all
yeah.
that happens all the time these days. I don't it doesn't
Yeah.
even faze me anymore. That's
Right.
the thing that I'm like, it doesn't even fucking faze me.
Right.
I'm like,
So
ah, whatever.
yeah.
Whatever, people.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you want to do that. Okay, yeah.
So I had my breakfast from BK this morning, and
Yes.
it was all right, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everything's getting so freaking expensive, you know. I
Oh,
mean, I'm just like,
yes.
do you remember when you could go to Burger King and get, you know, a couple of breakfast sandwiches of this and that for under $5?
Yes. For
And now
me, it
it's
was going to McDonald's and getting lunch for under $5.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it
Yeah,
was
I
just
know it. Yeah, it's like a $15 trip every time you go out for just one person.
yeah. Yep, I just
Aggravating.
can't. It is. And it's the way the world is now, and you
Yeah.
know. But I mean, and being, you know, being in the paranormal field, I mean, you know, some of those gadgets that people use nowadays, I mean, everybody's making them out in their basement, and I'm not saying that none of them are bad. I'm not, you know, critiquing anybody, but you know, it is what it is. I am sorry, but I am not buying something that's $800 that I can make for
No.
under $100.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do it.
And it seems like everybody these days wants to go out and build equipment. And for me, it's I've stopped buying equipment because, well, our mutual friend Shane Feek designs equipment, and he's the one that
Are you there?
All right, there you
Hello?
are.
Yeah,
Hello?
I'm
Hello?
here.
I can't close the window. That's the thing. I can't close the window in an accident, and somehow I closed it. But anyway, our mutual friend, I was saying, our mutual friend Shane Feek designs equipment, and he's the one that took apart that REM pod, and the antenna wasn't even attached to a board.
Wow.
So it just made random shit go on.
Right.
And wasn't even an effective piece of equipment for figuring out whether we have actual paranormal events going on. So I have not bought any equipment. I'm waiting to see what he's going to be bringing to Brushy Mountain for us. He's working on some equipment that we're going to be setting up at Brushy Mountain and demonstrating up there that it records data.
Right.
It takes the senses from the air and ions and all of that kind of stuff. I don't know all of it yet,
A lot
but
of it bases on frequency. It's
yeah.
just people don't realize is that there's so much frequency around, like the earth and, you know, certain elements of like power boxes and stuff like that. It's all
Right.
frequency, you know, and
Right.
those smaller stuff, like some REM pods or not REM pods, but you know, REM identifiers, it gives you a lot of
Right.
false positives. And I just can't. To each his own. Don't get me wrong. You know what? Right. Use what you want to use. And,
use
and
what
that's
you want to use.
You know?
Yeah. Use what you want to use. For me,
I don't want to put that doubt in my head that could it be something, from the earth or whatever it is, from the power box, or could it be a spirit? I don't want to have to seriously think about that. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't want to have to, because then it causes that conflict of, is it the machine or is it the power box? Is it just a wire in the wall? Is it, you know what I mean? So, go to an abandoned building with no power to it, and there's nothing around, you know, the perimeter, anything. It's just a dead building, and then you get something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Including antennas and wire and, you know, poles that are around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that the way he's doing it, he's kind of taking out the guesswork.
Right.
And he's putting in the fact work, fact work. And he's these are the facts. This is what the numbers say. This is what this says. And then, so.
Right. Yeah. It's very interesting after talking to him, because he can talk, he talks to me in the intellectual level that I need, that I can actually understand the concept and understand what the equipment does. And I am so excited to see how it works.
Uh-huh.
Taking it to a known location that's known for activity, we'll give it a good test.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to have, he's going to display that on the Brushy investigation.
So here's the thing with Shane's, one of his couple of investigations, he went to visit someplace in Iowa and the Farrar school. And he had, used some equipment there that I called it the board that he created.
Yes.
And
the board.
Okay, so he had got some different fluctuations there that he couldn't explain. Okay. And some of the REM pods or whatever that he was with, that they had that would go off in this night. Okay.
Right.
A couple weeks later, they were at a cemetery, which out in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he would start talking about the Farrar school like that, those REM pods would go off. Every time he would mention
place,
in the proximity of a REM pod, those lights would go off. And he was just like, how? That is so odd. So, I think that, by the way,
the memory rocks.
Yeah. By the way he's doing it is just something that is pretty amazing. And the other story that I want to tell about him, which he's told before on our old show, was the fact that when he was on a battleship in Michigan, and this is where the frequency and the energy comes into play.
Right.
He was on an old battleship that served in World War II, had been hit by something, but still survived, and then made it back to the port, and then it was stationed on Lake Michigan as kind of like a museum.
He's told me this one. This one's great. Yes. Oh, yes. My gosh.
So when he and his wife were investigating with another person, I think it was, that he basically was running some tests, and then he was tuning on the radio of the ship, and through that radio, it was like an announcer's radio, where he started getting people coming through. Like, he got a priest coming through, like, giving a Sunday sermon.
Yeah.
And he got a warning, like a brace for impact type thing, come through there. Not clear as day, but you could, like, it was like a faraway radio that you could hear it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And what he discovered, too, was that something with the frequency and energy, because of the fact that beyond the distance on the lake, there was a lightning storm coming that way.
Uh-huh.
And that energy, for some reason, brought that, those messages from the past around this ship.
Wow.
It came through that radio, and that speaker, mm-hmm. he's got a whole file of it, you know, and I was like, and you have to ask him about that because he sent it to me, but I couldn't download it because I didn't have a zip unzipper and I right. couldn't zip the file.
Right.
But he has it and he recorded it and it's on his computer. And yeah, he said he heard a preacher talking about Sunday. He heard about a warning that was the ship was going to be hit or something like that. And it was, mm-hmm. you know, everybody get ready for battle type thing and da da da. But
right.
having those emotions on a mm-hmm. ship like that, like most people don't realize that most of those old ships that were in World War II and this and that, the energy in the, on those ships, because everything's metal and they're conductive and the energy from everybody else and the emotions from everybody else of fear and about dying and going into war, all that ramps up and it kind of like just gets stuck on that ship. So when yeah. people go to investigate those battleships, you know, there's so many different planks and different things that could be easily explained, but there's some things like that radio that why would he get a replay of, you know, a Sunday sermon or a preacher talking right. about, you know, giving a Sunday sermon to the ship crew. You know
right. what I mean?
It was at night. There was nobody there. There was no, mm-hmm. you know, nothing. And yeah, it was just, it was fascinating. And it was just, I that's one of my favorite all time stories that he tells, you know? And,
oh yeah.
And so, yeah, but, you know, one of these days we'll have to get him on this show and have him talk about that.
Oh yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, because that is a great story, and mm-hmm. I really want to be able to investigate that battleship, you know?
Mm-hmm. Hi, baby
You know,
girl.
that and the Queen Mary.
Yeah, the Queen Mary, that's one I would like to do. It's one that was on my list when I was on the West Coast, but I never got the chance to go do it. I didn't have as much ability to travel as I do these days. I have done one ship. I wasn't investigating it, but I could clearly see how a ship could hold energy. Just the intensity of having emotions in that small of a space. It was a submarine. And then the fact that you're surrounded by metal. Just intensifies it. Are you there? Did I lose you? You there? Hello? Hello?
I'm here.
There you are.
You can't close the window. You're right. You can't close the window.
I didn't close the window.
I did.
Oh, yeah. You can't close the window.
Ugh.
You can't close the window.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, you were letting me talk and you went to go do something just like I let you talk and I went to go do something. Can't close the window.
Can't close the window. Okay. So talking about like the Queen Mary. Okay, there's mm-hmm. as much as the metal that's on that ship as well as the interior wood, mm-hmm. you know, that as anyone should realize that, you know, most of the houses back in the day that were built, you know, were made of all wood, you know, and right. wood is a conductor of energy because trees, as everybody knows, are not soulless. You know, they
absolutely they are not.
You know, they have that energy in them, you know, and
right.
So when they become just a house and they're built, that wood is conductive. It's just like it's like sap on a tree. It's just like stuck there. So any emotional yeah. or anything like that is so intense and that frequency is so strong, it will just attach itself. And then that's why they have a lot of residual mm-hmm. hauntings. It's from, you know, they get this and they get that. And a lot of it's just replaying the same movie, you know,
right.
and it's just kind of weird. So having like the Queen Mary with this being as big as it is with the metal and the wood in the inside. Mm-hmm. And ships are known to be quite active because there's a lot of, and plus you're on water.
Yes.
Water is also conductive.
It is.
Yeah, it's also conductive of energy. Water is a life source energy. So when you put all that together, being on the water, even if it's docked, being on the water with all the metal and all the wood and everything else, it's just it's just an energy source. And so you're going to get a lot of residual energy, but there very well could be one spirit, you know, some spirits that want to hang around, you know. I mean, so it's I've always been fascinated with ships and battleships and stuff like that. So
yeah, absolutely. I like this. It was interesting when we were out on, my sister and I had gone on a cruise. I had won a cruise, and I was excited to go on a big boat because I had only been on little boats, and I'd been open sea fishing and all kinds of different things. So I love boats, but we found out that once you put me inside the ship, that's when I get seasick.
Really?
If I could be out, I get seasick if you put me inside and I can't see outside. What they did, we were in a storm, so I couldn't go out on deck. So they took me to a very front cabin that one of the crew members had, and I could see out a porthole, and I was fine.
Yeah. I'm like that when I get on a train.
Yeah.
Same thing. I mean, as long as I can see outside, even though we're going 10,000 miles an hour, you know, I mean, I don't have a problem with that. At night, it's weird because you can't see because it's nighttime. Mm-hmm. And when I was on a train coming back from visiting my mother years ago, the train conductor evidently was on an Amtrak, and he was probably trying to make time. So we were going super fast. And when I was watching the cars ahead of us that was connected, they were what's that word I'm looking for? Swaying back and forth.
Yeah.
Like opposite to each other. I mean, so you had to wait till there was a smoother spot to go through so you can connect to the next train, or you would get, like, I swear, you would lose your balance. And it was bizarre. It was freaky, but it was bizarre, you know.
Wow.
But yeah, so I have to be able to see out. I don't get seasick. I don't, you know, but I've always wanted to go on a cruise.
Uh-huh.
I'm afraid that I would get seasick.
Well, you know, you might, but then again, you might not.
Right.
You might be one of these people, you put them in the ship and you get seasick.
Well, I know, you know, I've been on regular boats that have, I go fishing with my buddy and he's got a bigger boat and I don't have an issue with that. And you know, I'm always trying to not fall off the boat.
Right.
Because not that I was drinking, because I'd done that in years, but it's just like trying to fish.
13
and then,
years.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, trying to get your balance when there's another boat that goes by and causes a wake, and then you're like, what the hell, you know, so.
Right.
So I don't know. I was always afraid of that because I hate that seasick feeling. I hate nausea, period. I mean, that is probably one of the most annoying and feelings that, I just, that whole.
Over the last year or something like that, I've had two episodes of where I've had to go get an antibiotic. And we have found that because I've taken a route of no medication, except, you know, my blood pressure medicine, that's the only thing I take. Antibiotics, when I get them in my system, they just react weird and I get violently ill. And one of the things that comes with it is being nauseous. Ugh. And I found, they said, do you have any anti-nausea medicine? And I'm like, there's anti-nausea medicine? Where?
I have some in my house. These little tiny pills that dissolve in your mouth. And
mine's a liquid. And my God, that, like, that changed my world because I hate being nauseous.
So do I.
No.
Yeah. Nope. Yep. I have this. It's called Zofran, and it's great.
Oh, and what man.
I've actually warded off food poisoning from it.
Oh, yeah. That would be interesting to try, because food poisoning is one of those things that I get very
Yeah.
If it's there, I'm going to get it. I'm very right. susceptible to it, and I've had it.
Well, a lot of people don't realize too that, you know, everybody tries to not get sick and not, you know, be this way or do that. It's like your body kind of needs that to replenish itself, to increase your barrier for being sick. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's kind of like, you know, people are like, oh, I get the flu once a year. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay.
But there's other people
so
that
you got the one that's going
that.
Around.
right. But people don't realize is that, you know, when they constantly wash their hands or do this or do that. And it's like your body needs that bacteria or whatever that your body can fight it. Because if your body's not fighting it,
right.
And then your immune system goes down because, hey, we don't need this. We're fine, you know? Right. And then it's just like the body is an amazing thing, and everybody knows
it
that.
Is. It truly just, is.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So you kind of need, not that you need to get sick, but, I mean, you kind of need your body to do some work to defend that bacteria. And mm-hmm. we probably take in lots of bacteria every day, and people don't realize it. You know, oh, I haven't been sick in so many years. I'm like, good. I'm like, well, that's great. You know,
oh, that's because you've become used to all the bacteria and all the icky, all the viruses you've come into contact over the last year or whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like why I'm at work and I'm so happy that I don't have anybody around me at my desk because I see enough people that could get me sick. And this job is the first job I've had outside of my house in 3 years mm-hmm. or more. And that's 2020, I went to work for 5 days and then was sent home with the COVID thing. The COVID, everybody go home. And we continued at home for 2 years. So I hadn't, it would have been 3.5 years, almost 3.5 years. I worked from home.
Speaking of COVID, I had COVID once. And that was, it was terrible. I had been a year before I didn't before COVID, you know, was this whole COVID scare and all this, I had gotten sick that I was just, it was awful.
Yeah.
But, the year after that I got COVID after being at, the mansion where I used to do my podcast, Maxwell Mansion, and there was a Halloween party, and it was wall to wall, literally inch by inch, people in this small boutique hotel, and it was you couldn't walk. I mean, it was like walking. It was like going to a concert and being sardines, and this whole place. And after that, I was so freaking sick. But once I got COVID. It messes with your brain. When I would sleep, it felt like not motion sickness, but it felt like, I don't even know how to describe it. I couldn't, it messed with my brain. Seriously. I mean, it seriously felt like I had, what do they call that? Stopgap motion or something like that.
I had a headache from hell.
Yeah, I did too.
The headache and the sore throat. I ended up taking one of my massive pain pills just so I could get some sleep, and my head would stop hurting.
Right, right.
But and it was like it was a dry headache.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was weird, but it messes with your system. But and then after I got better, and then you know that was fine. I still have after effects from that though. Every once in a while, I still have these little issues with my brain that it was just like, whatever happened, you know, I mean, I just, everybody, you know, there's people that say, oh, I've never had it. And it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Right.
And that's how it was. And we had I didn't get vaccinated. I don't believe in getting vaccinated. That's just my opinion. People out there, if that's what you want, then that's fine.
Right.
But I just,
it needs to be your own belief. Yeah.
Choice. Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Yeah.
You know, and I, that's just the way it is, you know, and mm-hmm. that's what my belief. to each his own, you know, yep. And I'm not putting anybody down for getting vaccinated and nothing like that. That was your choice. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I just chose not to.
Right.
And, you know, I wasn't immune to the COVID. I had it.
Yeah.
You know, so you had it.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those things, you know, that
I know. I know who exactly I got it from, too.
Jackass.
Well, he did. He denies it, but he got it first. So but he says he didn't have it. But I'm like, you had the same symptoms I did, and I had it. So, But yeah, it's one thing that I don't want to have. I don't want to get again because it's just I don't like the headache. The headache, and it messes with my spiritual balance.
Yes.
Because you're so involved with what's physically going on with your body, you can't really focus on anything that's spiritual.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
And I don't like that. I don't like I don't like having that happen.
Mm-mm. No. You know, so anybody that's you know, welcome to the COVID show. No, just kidding.
Yeah, welcome to the COVID show. when you start talking about it, it's like sickness affects us.
Yeah, it does.
And mental illness would affect us as well. I mean, how many people are out there claiming to be gifted that are just mentally ill? Or how many people out there were actually in toxic or abusive relationships and became hypersensitive rather than being an empath that they think they are. They may just be hypersensitive because throughout their entire childhood, they were trained to guess what somebody was going to do to avoid injury or injury to themselves. So there's a lot of people out there that might be claiming to be mediums or sensitives, and actually they're really just hypersensitive people.
Right. And it's not, I'm not saying anything bad about any of these people at all. It's just the fact that, you know,
that's what it is.
You know, we are subject to society's rulings and whatnot. You know, I mean, everybody deals with different people and different situations and different jobs and different stresses. And, Yep. So, you know, I want to go back to, you know, back in the day when, you know, we only had like the colonies, you know. we didn't have eons and eons of representatives for every freaking state, you know what I mean?
Oh my God, right? Just
too many, you know, it's like, you can't say too many chiefs, not enough Indians, because there's enough Indians, you know what I mean, in that sense.
Right.
There's enough people that, you know, but yeah, I'm not gonna just keep thinking about the negative stuff. I got my own path, you know, just like you do.
We
gotta keep being positive and keep doing what we love to do and helping people and educating people and, you know.
Well, that's, you know, and then you were, you know, you were talking about earlier about the bullshit that's going on in the world, in the paranormal world right now. There's bullshit in the world, but let's focus on the paranormal right now. I think bullshit a in the lot world
is a whole like week show.
That is a whole week long show.
Right.
Yeah, Kelly's month, now got the show say. because our week long show, Jay is sleeping right now. He'll be back in four minutes, right?
You're right. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But what I'm thinking about in the paranormal field, when it comes to all the infighting that's going on and all of the backbiting and all the just what it is that you're not staying in your own lane.
Yeah.
Everybody has their own path. Everybody is right because that path is their path. It's not your path.
Right. And everybody tries to make their path.
Right. And everybody tries to say, oh, you're wrong in that. You're wrong in that. You aren't as strong as I am. Your powers are nothing compared to me. Your powers are nothing compared to so-and-so. You have no ability to say that. You don't know what you don't know what their path is. You don't know what their ability is because there's a lot of shit. You haven't walked in
their shoes.
You haven't walked in their shoes, and there's a lot of shit I hide.
Right. Right.
And there's a lot of shit everybody hides. And right. if you just stayed in your own lane, concentrated on yourself to make yourself a better person than you were yesterday, you'd be too busy trying to do that to get involved in anybody else's crap. Right. I love living down here and having my team down here in Tennessee because we have some of the biggest supporting groups down here. Right. There's three people that I know of right off the top of my head that I could call them in an instant and say, hey, I need to come over to your house now. And they would say, get over here. And it's, right. and it's just the bonding that's going on down here is amazing. And right. everybody talks about all the infighting and I'm like, I've been there, done that. I'm so happy to be in a place that's loving and kind and we all right. support each other in whatever it is that we're doing.
Right, right. Yeah, it comes down to the support system and mm-hmm. how many people actually want to be involved for the right reasons. There's so many different paranormal teams and different individual people and even people claiming to be mediums, what I call armchair mediums.
Yes.
You know, that want to do it for their own reasons, which is money or fame or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you guys are all barking up the wrong fucking tree.
You right. know,
that's not how it works. If your yeah. path is if it's part of your path that you become on, that you are on TV or that you yeah. are getting paid to be a medium or that yeah. you're this, you can make that happen. But if it's not in the cards for you to do so, and yeah. that your heart isn't in it to do so, if you're just in it just for your own gratification and mm-hmm. you don't actually feel that in your intuition or in your heart,
right,
then you're barking up the wrong tree. And I'll say it, and people probably get mad at me for saying that, even if you are an established medium, that's great. You know, how did you get there? Ask yourself that. How did you get there? Did you get right. it through a support system, or did you get it through scamming people, or get it through right. legitimate ways, or did you get it through illegitimate ways? Did you get it, you know,
right.
if you actually go back and think about all of these situations with all these people who claim to have gifts and claim that this is my team's the best team, or, you know, we're going to be on TV, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. How are you going to get there? Or how did you get there? And who did you have to step on to get there? And right. I seriously, people, it goes not just in the paranormal field, but it goes with everything in the world. It goes into what job you get. How did you get there? Did you work hard to get there? Or right. did you skim by, or did you ride on somebody else's coattails to get there, to get to the top of the job that you have? I mean,
right.
it's all about intention. It's all about right. what your heart tells you and how, and I tell everybody this, always follow your heart, not your head. Your heart will tell right. you exactly where you need to be and where you need to go and how to get there. And you may not like it all the time. You might not right. like the fact that, or get the answers that you hear or that you feel in your heart that this is what you need to do, because it can be painful. But to get into a place where you can actually be happy and actually be productive and actually help other people and actually,
right.
you know, find some happiness. Sometimes it's painful. Sometimes it's hard to do, because sometimes you have to kind of back down from what you really want to get where you mm-hmm. think you need to be. But deluding yourself and thinking, I deserve this. Everybody right. deserves something in that aspect. But if you think you deserve, you know, telling these people this or that, or I'm better than you, or I'm this or I'm that, you know, that is mm-hmm. your own self ego and your gratification of yourself to get you where you want to go. And right. I do not want to be a part of that. If it's not yep. in my cards that I do this or do that or whatever, if it ended tomorrow where I was not in the paranormal field anymore and my past said, you have a different direction, where does your heart tell you to go? Then that's where I'm going. It may be right. painful, but it's the truth. Right. That's what people don't understand, is that it is a rat race in the world and in the paranormal field. It's a rat race, but don't make it your own driving goal to be the king of that rat race.
Right.
It's not a competition. Everybody's trying to live, be happy, be productive, learn, and to do things in life that other people can benefit from that you want to help. But not right. it's not about you, and that's right. the bottom line. I'm right. off my soapbox now. Thank you very much. I'm done. This was hey, all, that was all spirit. That just came out. I don't even remember what I said.
Oh my gosh. I know what you talk about when you say that was all spirit and you don't even know what you talked about, because there's times that I'll start talking and it's like, oh God, please be right. Please be
right.
And it's just weird. It's just weird to have spirit take over and start talking about it. It's like, oh my gosh, I couldn't.
It's about legitimacy and how intimate you are with yourself and how that your positivity can shine on other people.
Yeah,
you're gonna run into things in the world where people are gonna cut you off in the passing lane and piss you off, and there's road rage. Yeah, I have it too, you know. But I mean, those are all just moments. You know what? And this is weird because I watched this movie last night.
Yeah,
and it's called Free Guy.
Yeah.
He's the lead player and our lead actor in Deadpool.
Ryan Reynolds. Yes, okay.
So Free Guy, it's a great movie. It the precedence is that he's an NPC in this video game, and then his I love that movie. Okay,
I've seen the creator
has some, you know, whatever it is, but he basically he's an AI that kind of comes to life, and he actually thinks for himself. It's kind of a cute story, but there's one part in there that if I could transfer to everybody listening.
Yeah.
There was a scene in that movie where Ryan Reynolds is sitting with this other guy, this other NPC, this non-player content guy that sits there with him. And Ryan Reynolds asks him, he says, what if we're not real? What if none of this matters?
Right.
And the other character had said, so what? What we have right here and right now is right now.
Uh-huh.
This moment.
Yeah.
And that this moment means more than, even if it doesn't matter, it's what we have is right now at right this now. Moment.
Yeah.
And it's like, I saw that and I've seen that movie like 3 times and I never really noticed it until last night. Yeah. And I lay there and I was watching this and I'm like, holy shit. Even if none of this mattered, he says, what does it matter? What we have is right now. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
People, every moment is a blessing. Yeah. Regardless. Regardless of what you believe, what your faith is, whatever, it's what you have is right now. You're listening to this for a reason right now.
Right now. Right.
Right now. Right. And yeah.
And there's something, and that's the weird thing about this that you and I both know.
Yeah.
We don't, when we start talking about things, and this is the reason why I wanted our phone calls to really be on the show, because the things that we talk about, we don't know who's meant to hear that message.
Right. Right.
We don't know who needs to hear, hey, you're okay. You're fine. Just go with it. You know, you don't know who needs to hear that.
Right.
And if we can provide maybe a little bit of a message for somebody that needs to hear it, then I'm happy with that.
Right.
And I don't know, you know, we talk about where we're going to take the cemetery files, and we've been talking about that since December when we did our last show. And you and I both don't want to do the same podcast that everybody else does. We don't want to do the, hi, here's this person. We're going to talk to this person. We tried to find people that were pretty obscure there by the end of it. But I don't know exactly where we need to take this yet. It's not.
Where does the cemetery files fit in?
Yeah. Where does it
Maybe it
fit
doesn't
in? Is it
maybe it doesn't have to fit in anywhere. Maybe it just fits.
maybe it just fits. Yeah, that's a good way of putting
Right.
it. Yeah. But it's been, I mean, this whole year has been so interesting. And it's been a year now because it was right about this time that you started getting me all ready for opening up the show. It wasn't, yeah, it's been like a year. So this whole last year has been a wonderful trip down the road of, hi, you're a medium, come with me. And I'm like, fuck you.
Basically, that's what happened.
That's basically what I say, fuck you all the
Yeah, come
time.
here. Yeah, come
You're
on.
like, come here and do this. I'm like, fuck you. I am not doing
Right.
it. But
But
then,
look at
you know,
where
when
you're at, though.
I know. Well, look at where you're at too. I mean, it's not, you're now consulting with groups. You're now helping them out with, I mean, you're helping me out with my mediums and my sensitives, trying to figure out, okay, do you have gifts? Do you not have gifts? How do we use those? You know, and it's been wonderful to have somebody that the girls can talk to, and even the guys on my team too, because some of them have questions as well. But none of the guys have. Wait, I think we only have two guys on our. No, we have three, four
Three.
guys, four guys, four guys. I think five. I don't know. Anyway, but none of the guys have stepped forward yet and said, "Hey, I kind of want to like explore mediumship." So. Until they do, we'll just stick to the girls. But
I mean, this is a time where, I mean, we should have it a radio show where we have people call in.
oh, we oh, can we do that?
I don't
Is there
know.
any way we can get like a call-in show?
Don't know.
I
I'll
don't,
have to research that.
you're the podcast, you're the podcast guy. That there you go. You've got a task. You need to find out if we can do a call-in show, because that would be so different from what we're doing right now.
Yeah, that
And I
would be
love hanging
interesting.
up on people. No.
No, not that we would do that. Putting out a disclaimer before the actual radio show.
Kelly may hang up on you.
Right.
Yeah, just blame it on me. Just blame it on me.
So yeah, but I mean, it goes back to what I was saying too. I mean, everybody that's listening, it's what you have is right now. Regardless of what you have coming up or what's, what you're afraid of or what you're, worried about or whatever, it's live in the now. Live in the now, do with what you, it goes back to the whole, change what you can control. And if you can't, if you can't change it, then it's just meant to be that way. If it's not in your control.
Now I closed the window once. I closed the window, but I opened it back up before I started talking, so hopefully I won't disappear.
You better not disappear.
I think I'm still here. I think I'm safe from
So
closing the window out and opening it back up.
that's gonna be the mantra for the year. Do not close the window on
Don't
yourself.
close the window.
Do
Hey,
not
that's a
close
great
the window.
one. Don't
Don't
close
close
the
the
window
window
on
on your
yourself.
soul,
Don't
on
close the
your
window on
soul.
your soul. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Don't close the window on your soul. There you go.
Yeah,
We've got the
because
mantra.
everybody has something to offer. And regardless of who hears this or whatnot, I mean, you're as important as the next person living next to you. I mean, everybody
Everybody
has a
is.
purpose. I've always said this too, if you have a heartbeat, you have a purpose. And remember that. And it's just one of those things where whatever your purpose, even if you don't know your purpose, research, find out what your purpose, what does your heart tell you to do? And what do your dreams tell you? What are your, if you have a dream of doing this or doing that, who says you can't?
Who
And
says
it's
you
just
can't?
I never thought I would be doing a podcast show like this. I never thought that, but something
You
told me that
didn't.
I could. Yeah, something told me that
was never in my wheelhouse.
No, and but when I but when I questioned it, can I do that? And yeah. Spirit says, why not?
Why not? Right.
Right. You know, and so I take everything a little bit at face value, but there's certain things that people need to ask themselves questions of: why am I here? What am I doing in this position or this job or whatever?
Or why am I holding myself back?
Right. Live in
the
now.
Why are you keeping yourself from following your dreams?
Right.
And I never expected that 5 years ago I would be where I am right now. I never expected that I was going to be a paranormal investigator and a podcast host and a book author. I never had that even. That wasn't even in my remotest dreams.
Right.
And really, truly, right now I'm living my dream. Aside from the fact that I have to work in an office.
Right.
Which I hate.
But besides that.
Besides that.
Right. Right. But people come into your life that you know, that inspire you, or you you learn from, or that, you know, have piqued your interest in some sort. I mean, there is no coincidence in meeting certain people. Certain people you meet on the street and you don't know why that you connect with them, there's a reason for that.
Right.
You know, there's a reason. Not that you need to, you know, get personal with them or whatever, but somebody that can just say a few words to your to you or to your soul, to where you take it internally and say later on that it reminds you that, hey, remember those words? And then people, then you're like, oh yeah, and then you do something about it. Everything's about timing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there isn't really a wrong time to do something unless you force something. Once you force something to do and it doesn't work out, and then you get mad at yourself and then you give up.
It's that, because you did it's that not to time yourself. You did that.
You did that to yourself.
It's not supposed to be there yet. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
You know, and that goes back to the whole, you know, being patient and waiting. And, you know, those are all tests. I mean, if your patience sucks, then you need to exercise those things. But it's, you know, muscle memory and all that. Right. You know, it's just. Yeah, everybody's out there that's listening. You can be better than you ever dreamed of. You can be better than yourself. And, you know, and
absolutely.
Yeah, we talk about the paranormal all the time, but we talk about life in general as well, especially in our phone calls.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about life in general just to let you know that you matter at all costs.
Right.
You know? And me and Kelly have gone through suicidal issues.
Oh yeah.
When we realized that that wasn't an option, because of the fact that we wanted to not shortchange ourselves, not only ourselves, but other people.
Well, once I think we realized that. With mine, I was shown that I had a bigger purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was struggling with was not what I was meant to be doing.
Right.
That I needed to live my life the way that I was happy, and that I could help people, and that I could. I think part of what Spirit gave me when they saved me was that I needed to be a beacon for other people.
Right.
And there's so many people out there who struggle with what they're feeling and what they're seeing and what they're experiencing. They don't want to talk to anybody because they're going to be, it's like me. I had me talking about my personal life and what I've gone through over the years. Fuck, anybody would put me in a rubber room.
and that's
the thing that everybody else is afraid of, is that they're afraid that they're going to be looked at like they're crazy. Well, one of the things that I had said over the weekend when I was in a conversation with Gina, one of my investigators and best friends, I said, I've given my team a place where they can tell their stories.
Yeah.
And not feel as though they're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what and that's so many people around the world. I meet one regularly. I can't, I, it's not like every single day I meet somebody that is going through that issue, but when I do meet somebody, I know it's one of the people that I'm meant to be a beacon for, that I'm meant to say, you're not crazy. This is really happening to you. And then sharing my story, and they're like, okay, maybe I'm not crazy. So that's a lot about what we need to do to support our community, is we need to let people know that if you're having, if you're truly having experiences that you really need to talk to somebody about, you need to find somebody to talk to. I mean, I was blessed with therapists that were into the paranormal. So what I was talking to him about, they could back up with scientific background. So I knew that, they could validate my experience through scientific means and make it logical for me. Right. So you need to talk to somebody, you need to find somebody if you're going through that, and stay with us.
Right. And that's another thing too, as I wanted to also mention too, is that living in the now, and this is all you have, this is what you have, this is the moment that you're living in, and regardless of what happens in the future or whatnot that you either can or can't control, but what you can control is your actions for right now in that moment. Now just think about this, for everybody's listening, if you're going through something like that, that you don't know what end is up and where you're going to be, you know, what's going to happen, and this is, take a breath and take, say, okay, would people around me benefit me being gone in 5 years, or would they still be, or would they be greatly affected? You know, your actions right now and today will have a ripple effect for years to come. So changing that frequency and removing that frequency could cause catastrophic.
It could unbalance things.
They would eventually probably have to, some point, may never go back to normal. Some people just might have to deal with it, or somebody might be caused to follow that footstep, and that is something to think about.
Right.
By your actions and what you do, especially if you end your frequency, that could cause that ripple effect to where somebody else says, "I'm just going to do the same thing." It's a ripple effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Staying in the now and creating yourself and creating a foundation on yourself for you to stand on, saying, okay, even though I'm going through this terrible event or whatever I'm going through, whatever I'm believing or whatever is happening to me, I can get through this as long as I stay put in what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And don't think that the universe won't help send you people to help you through this, because if you cry out to the universe and cry out to God,
it will send help.
Totally. I totally agree with that. And I've experienced it. So it is possible.
Yeah. I mean, both of us have experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I would have done without him. I mean, I knew I was going to break, and then I had people in place that could help,
right?
But the one thing about finding your help, and this is one thing that I tell everybody that I talk to, is I know people don't like to do talk therapy, and I know people don't like looking for a therapist, and they're like, oh it doesn't work. You're right, it doesn't work if, one, you're not committed to finding your health. If you are not committed to finding a healthy you, it's not going to work. If you're committed to finding a healthy you need to get out there and find somebody that you work with, and just keep looking until you find that person. And I guarantee you will find that person.
Right. Oh yeah. I 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
The universe will send you somebody. You ask for it, that they will send you somebody that you will not even recognize, that they will come into your life under the radar. So basically, kind of like the darkness doesn't even know, and will kind of slide in there, because that's how the darkness wants. The darkness wants you to end your frequency. That's it.
Yes. Yeah.
So once that universe sends that person under the radar, sends and slides in there like under a door, And you're like, oh, and then you don't recognize it. And it could be years, it could be days, it could be, you know, you may not recognize, but once you realize that moment, that'll be an aha moment for you to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad.
Absolutely.
I didn't do that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's people out there that know what situation, you know, there's spirits out there that know. I mean, there's angels that know what you're going through. There's things, mm-hmm. but stay put.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's people that are living that can help you. There's people that are deceased that can help you. There's
right.
always somebody on your side. Always.
Oh,
whether
absolutely.
Whether you think so or not, or whether you think you live it alone and you have no friends, you have no nothing,
uh-huh.
somebody is always looking out for you.
Yes. And that would be my spiritual mom. I never
yep.
expected that one. Never. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people never. Can start looking at, I mean, take that experience and you can put that into context for people with, you know, people talk about being visited by an angel. That's
yeah.
from the spirit realm, people. And
yeah.
that's kind of what I yeah. had. She wasn't an angel, but, you know, she
might
it
as
was
well
a
have
real
been.
Experience for, might as well have been. Yep.
Yeah.
She saved me from taking, you know, off in myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's just yeah. there's. I really.
So welcome to Therapy Talk.
For our next hour, we're going to talk about animals.
Right. Right. No. I'm sorry. I had to kind of break the ice a little bit with that.
That's
it was
too
get a
fucking
tense.
Funny.
You know,
well, yeah.
You know.
And I can talk about this for a long time because it's something that's very important to both of us.
Right.
Having
yes.
gone through it, it's very important for us
yep.
to make mm-hmm. sure that people find help.
We've lost love. I've lost loved ones because of it.
Oh,
know?
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
You know, I mean,
you never know what they've gone
it.
Through.
Right. And just remember, too, that because of that, if you cut your frequency short, that suffering doesn't necessarily end there.
No.
Because
you might be taking that with you.
Right. You might not realize where you got to pick up your pieces after that. So
yeah.
that is another question. It's yeah. Stay put, you know,
yeah,
stand
stay
your
put,
ground,
enjoy. Yeah.
Find your foundation. Like I said,
mm-hmm.
and if anybody has any questions, you know, they can send us emails or they can send
oh,
us,
absolutely.
You know, a message on Facebook or,
yeah.
you know,
I mean, we are not trained professionals.
No, we are not trained. No, but
we have been through it.
We've been through it, and we know people
mm-hmm.
who have been through it, and we can
right.
express our passions on helping people. But we are
mm-hmm.
not, as a disclaimer, we are not trained professionals. We're not therapy licensed therapists. We're not anything like that. But we have an opinion, and we can talk about it. And this is what we're
yes.
doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
So maybe we were in the wrong business, but that's still.
Yeah, I didn't want to do. I didn't want to do the school.
No, my mom went to college to be a therapist. And be
oh,
a,
nice.
Oh yeah. So, where do you think I get all my information from?
Oh yeah, I just
you know?
Have been through. I've been you
yeah.
know searching for someone to help me out since I was like 18. So.
Yeah.
It was a long
yeah.
struggle for me.
And this also goes for young people too, who are mm-hmm. just either still in high school or, you know, getting out of high school or whatever. You know, high school is high school. It ends.
Yeah.
High school ends.
Yeah.
Your life gets back to different adventures and this and that. Life in high school, yeah, it can suck, but it doesn't last forever, and it's just something you can take as a learning lesson. You know,
right.
you have great friends or you don't have good experiences or you've been bullied or whatever. I've been bullied. I know what it was like, you know.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
But it doesn't, it school ends, but doesn't mean that it's the last forever. So there's greener grass on the other side after high school. Trust me.
Yes, there are.
You know,
there absolutely
you know,
are.
You know, so, but yeah, so to wrap this up, because we've been going on an hour and a half and.
Have we now?
You know,
see,
yeah,
I told you our phone calls are the best ones.
Yeah. So we want to thank everybody who are tuning into this, and we know, we hope that we've kind of like helped you and, you know, educated you or even entertained you with some of our conversations or whatnot. We hope to have some more of these.
Posted. I like talking. I like doing this kind of stuff. I would literally like to have the call-in thing. That would be really fun.
Yeah. Anybody out there that's listening can tell me how to put that together. I'll be more glad to listen. You can find me at You can find me at spiritualrealms0101@gmail.com. You can find the link on our anywhere you get your podcasts. It'll be under Studio 6 Media Productions. And we have other shows on there as well. Paranormal Triangle should be back within the next couple of weeks, maybe, hopefully, for another episode.
Yeah, I think he's still zooming around, so we'll have to figure out when his schedule is. And then I start zooming around.
Yeah, send us emails. You can send Kelly an email, too.
It's the best place to catch me at is kellys.haunted.adventures@gmail.com. That's my end-all email there. And yeah, I'm more than happy to have emails coming in. Bear with me because sometimes I get a little busy, but and then you can always get me on Facebook, Kelly Schaefer or K2 Paranormal or Kelly's Haunted Adventures. And of course we've got the Cemetery Files on Facebook too.
You can send us a message on there too. You know, I mean, there's different ways to get a hold of us. You've got an issue, you've got something that we can help you with, you know, spiritually or whatever. Paranormal.
Got something to talk about?
You got something to talk about? Just hit us up, you know?
Yeah. And you got something we'll to talk about on the podcast?
Right.
Hey, we'll look at it and entertain it.
Right. You got an idea.
See if it's something that we want to talk about.
Right.
Yeah. So, but we want to say. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say this year I think we're doing something different.
Yeah, I think we are too. Yeah. So I wanna say that, you know, we love all you guys. Every one
absolutely.
Of you that listen, you know.
Hands down.
It's nothing but love. As my father would say, love above everything. You know. So everybody, we want to thank you for tuning in this morning and listening to us and, you know, having a good time. And like I said, you got an issue, got a question, got whatever, just contact us. We are not any, you know, we're not snubs. We don't snub, you know, emails. Unless you're a stalker, then you could just.
Yeah, we have issues with stalkers. So if you're a stalker, don't even try.
A stalker or a troll.
I'm so over it.
If you don't like what we have to say, don't tune in, you know.
Right.
If you have a question, if you have a legitimate question, if you want to talk to us, if you have a concern or something, or if you're going through something that you need help with, that, you know, in some way that we can help you find it, just send us an email, you know, and we'll see if we can help you.
Yeah.
You know,
at least give you a safe place to tell your story.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody, we want to thank you again on this wonderful Monday.
Yep.
And
go do and be good people.
Be better than you were today.
There you go. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Be better than you were yesterday.
There you go. Be better than you were yesterday. Exactly what I was saying. Be a better person.
Yes. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.